My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you today, and thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Today we hear from Ronald Gibson, the CEO, President and Chairman of Questar Corporation, about the new emerging natural gas industry, from large buses all the way down to the cars that you park in your garage. We also hear from Justin Miller, drone marketing specialist, about that unmanned plane in the sky, building a business with scissors and comb. The bison is now a national mammal. And we stop into Deadwood, South Dakota and talk to Mark Spears. All that plus much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, The Energy Economy, we talk with Ronald Gibson, Chairman, President, and CEO of Questar.
Where do you see the future of natural gas going with these major investments? Do you see 10 years from now a global price on natural gas?
Well, I think, you know, the world is becoming smaller in that sense. I think technology has made that possible, and I think there's more and more interaction and capability for interface between other countries and what we're seeing. And so I think, in a sense, it'll be more of a global type environment and world than what we see today. And so I think that is very likely. But you know, it's an amazing thing to watch what's taking place with technologies and innovation, and we're doing so much more with less. We're able to produce natural gas on a much smaller footprint. We're working in conjunction with environmental companies on methane emissions and on the kinds of issues that we need to be aware of. And we're seeing better technologies that are making that possible. We're working with industry. You know, we're trying to meet the needs of what those petrochemical companies need and others. And so I think it's, you know, the globe is getting much more connected, and still a lot of water in between all of us, but we're seeing that change. And I think 10 years from now, it'll be much more of an interconnected world than what we see today.
You mentioned transportation, whether it be CNG or LNG. Is that the type of transportation that we're talking about with natural gas, the conversion and some of the filling stations? Seems to be the wave of the future.
You know, it really is. And we've had, you know, we're behind a lot of countries in this regard, but we got our kind of one foot into it back in the 90s. And then with the advent of more computerized engines and different kits for replacement or for conversions, it made it difficult to continue that market. And plus, I'm not sure the American public was ready for smaller vehicles and so forth. But I think what we've seen, again, because of the abundance, is you now have what I would call the foundation market, which is your mid-size vehicles. These would be your trash hauling vehicles, your buses, commuter shuttles and so forth, where the economics are just a flat-out no-brainer. They're seeing tremendous savings. Again, abundance of natural gas makes that possible. So you'll very likely see 70% of the trash hauling vehicles within the next 2 years will be running on natural gas. I've heard figures of about 49% today. So, you know, the medium-sized, mid-sized vehicles, transit buses and so forth, are definitely the foundation of this shift. The large vehicles, the big semi-trucks, are now what I would call the emerging market. We're seeing tremendous results from companies like Swift Trucking and Central Freight Lines, major companies like Frito-Lay and Dart Transportation, who have made major commitments to convert a large number of vehicles, who are buying the engines currently available in a 12-liter engine. And we're seeing the trucking industry really take hold of this. And it's saving them money. It's all of the little issues are being resolved that were there originally. Where to fuel, again, we're out building those kind of facilities in the right locations. How to fill, we're seeing the filling times of natural gas, CNG, and LNG are filling as quickly as the diesel was filled into the trucks. Drivers love them, and companies are moving that direction. So I think it truly, in the United States, we're seeing finally the needle move to a point where I think we're going to be very competitive in the rest of the world, and we'll see this market continue to grow and develop. The passenger vehicles are probably the market that's being pulled along right now. I think we're going to need to see home refueling at a very economical rate and technology. There are devices currently available, but we need to get the price down on home refueling units. When that happens, I think you'll see the passenger market also take off. So, you know, it's exciting. I think it's one of the things that we get asked probably the most questions about, and the results that we're seeing really show that it's going to happen now. We're very excited to be part of that. We're building these major facilities literally from the West Coast to the East Coast and in strategic locations. A lot of cities that many people haven't heard about, but they're major hubs for major trucking companies, and we're going to see that market continue.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ronald Gibson, Chairman, President, and CEO of Questar, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
this next year, we're going to start on a new chamber office or a welcome center. It's a $6.5 million project, which is going to go into our Lower Main Street parking lot. But also in the future, we're looking at a group that calls themselves Deadwood Revitalization that's trying to look to expand retail on Deadwood's Main Street. Where the funding comes for this, I'm not sure, but the plan is in effect. There's a lot of enthusiasm for it. And today, I feel that you really have to look at job diversification.
Mm-hmm.
More than just gaming, it's got to be entertainment, it's got to be outdoor recreational activities, it's got to be like the South Dakota Festival of the Book, which was a wonderful experience. They've been coming here to Deadwood for at least the past 10 years, every other year, every 3 years, and brings authors into our region, and it brings a whole new group of people in,
mm-hmm.
with snowmobilers and cross-country skiers. We have expansion of golf facilities, golf courses and the like. For my South Tomahawk Country Club, we're celebrating our 80th year in operation, mm-hmm. this next year, which we're real excited about that. And the thing that we have to remember is that people come to a tourist destination for entertainment and to be treated nice.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service is everything for those of us who live here. And for my own self, as my own private contract, private businessman, I'm constantly appreciative of the work that's thrown my way, and I try never to be dismissive.